Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob, wrapping up the third and final hour of a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, on a serious note, I mentioned at the top of the show that the last I had heard was 17 people had died in the floods in the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic region.
Right.
That's up to at least 46 now.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, so this is a serious thing. And so, again, keep this area of the country in your prayers. We will have Trolling or Rolling with our man Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour as we get back to sports.
I thought his head was too big to be on the show now. You know, he's filling in all over the place.
Is he getting love?
Yeah, I mean, he's working.
Okay.
Did he fill in with you?
No. He didn't fill in with
Rob G. Who did he fill in with? He did the Odd Couple when we weren't here.
He did it Friday with Aaron Torres.
How did that show go? Be honest, Rob G. Nobody's listening. Be honest.
It was cool, other than, you know, Martin showed up 5 minutes late, which is fine. You know?
5 minutes late?
That's not fine.
That's not good.
When he was in studio, supposed to be in studio?
Yeah, I mean, the good thing is he kept me in the loop for like an hour before that.
Martin, you're better than that. Was there a legitimate
reason?
Here's
your opportunity. What are you doing?
Was there a legitimate reason?
It was traffic. In all fairness, he did tell me like 45 minutes for the show, like, hey, man, this navigation estimated time keeps going up. And so he was a little bit late.
So he was okay.
Maybe. All right.
And the show was okay.
The show was great.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of the show, Rob, let's move on with it. And Carson Wentz, now, of course, the new quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And he recently, Rob, was on the COVID list. Not that he got it, but because he was exposed with a contact. So now he's back off. And despite what he just went through, Rob, and obviously this could happen again at any moment, He is still saying that he will not get the vaccine. And what I want to look, I'm not, you can't just, it's not fair to just be critical of Carson Wentz.
Nope, because he's Lamar not the
Jackson,
only one.
Yeah, yep. Lamar Jackson hasn't gotten it.
And Lamar got it last year, Chris. He got the COVID last year.
Right. Cam Newton hasn't gotten it. At least he hadn't when he was still with the Patriots. And he got it last year, Rob. And actually was saying that it played a role in his struggles for a few weeks after he came back from COVID. Josh Allen, we think, may not have taken the vaccination. And then, of course, Kirk Cousins up in Minnesota. So, you know, we've talked about it before. It could cost guys games missed.
They have a little leeway, Chris, because these are all starting quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to be cut.
Right, if there were other guys, you know what I mean? Like, let's be honest. We're keeping it real. Right?
Well, Tory Gurley said it earlier that a player who was in his position where he was just battling to make the roster,
he would have been vaccinated.
Yeah, you'd be cut. And I got to be honest, and I know the Players Association came down on Urban Meyer for saying that they took that into consideration. I think Urban Meyer was just being honest. I mean, Rob, I think every team is taking that into consideration. I'm not saying it's number one on the list. But when you have two guys of relatively equal ability,
there you go. You just said it. Let's be real. If they're equal and one guy is or one guy isn't, I think that human nature, Chris, is that you got the guy who has more chance of being available. That's it.
Absolutely. And look, I've got a close family member who has not been vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. My whole immediate, most of my family is vaccinated. But obviously there are people out there with strong feelings otherwise. So I'm not going to sit here and just rip people who aren't doing it. But there are going to be consequences. Hopefully the consequences aren't health related. But there are going to be some consequences just within society just because, you know, so many, you know, there are now more stipulations, right, on people that aren't vaccinated.
And because companies now, Chris, because it's FDA approved, it doesn't mean that it's foolproof and everybody, Chris, who takes it won't get the virus. That's not what it means. It means it's been tested, they got research, and they deem it to be fine for the masses, right? That's all that it means.
Right.
But now you can't use that as an excuse. Whereas before, Chris, you could go, I'm just not comfortable because it's an experimental vaccine, right? It hasn't been tested.
Right.
They made it so quick, and I don't know what's in it, and I'm afraid to take it. Now companies can say, you don't do it, you can't come into work. Did you see MLB Network?
No.
They just told Al Leiter and John Smoltz can't come in the studio anymore. They don't want to take it.
Wow.
They don't want the vaccine. So they have to do, if they do anything, Chris, on the show, remote.
What did they say, those two? The player, Leiter and Smoltz.
I didn't see anything other than that they weren't going to comply with the company's policy, which is if you're coming to MLB Network, you got to be vaccinated. Bob Boone, you saw that with the Nationals, right, Chris?
Right. I didn't see that.
Right. He resigned from his vice president job with the Nationals. He's 73, refuses to take the vaccine. So he resigned because the company policy, if you're coming into the building, Chris, you have to be vaccinated.
Right, right. And look, I'm all for, you know, we have to allow people to have their beliefs, you know, and so people, you know, they can believe what they want. But this is a health situation, I believe, you know. And like we said yesterday, Rob, you know, we trust doctors all the time.
All the time.
And I don't trust the government on a lot of things. I think there's a lot of stuff coming out now that is bonkers that people are promoting. Bonkers. All right. But in this situation, I'm not a doctor. And I've seen, you know, obviously the evidence about this. vaccine. And just like I don't know what in the world they're putting in my arm when I take a flu shot.
Yep.
Or any type of medicine, to be quite honest.
It's a chip, though, Chris.
And most That's of us
they,
don't.
They put a chip in your arm when they gave you the flu shot. So they could track your whereabouts. And
right,
at
right.
6 o'clock in the morning, you're at First Things First. The government now knows that.
No, but
I'm being funny,
yeah,
but you know.
No,
what I mean.
I know, but I'm just saying, yeah, like the fact is none of us, most of us, we don't know. And the players, when we get as we get back to them, they're trusting their team doctors. And Rob, how many times I remember covering the NBA in, I guess this was the late 90s, early 2000s, and the big thing was the anti-inflammatories and how that was now damaging players.
Yep.
Right? And guys have been taking that stuff forever. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that it's come down to this. And we just hope for the – I don't wish any ill on the guys that aren't getting vaccinated. I hope they don't have to sit out games. You know, I hope they don't, you know, have to go back into COVID protocol or anything like that. But the chances are it is going to cost them and their team at some point. And you might, you know, like Baltimore last year, they're just good enough to overcome it, right?
They were, but they lost. You remember, Chris, they went through their stretch where they didn't have any play. RG3 got a start. Remember that?
Right.
RG3 started.
He's one of us
now. And now
he's
in the media.
RG3, what's that going to be like when y'all bumping each other?
I want to get him on the show. Can we get him on, Rob G? I'm ready to talk to RG3.
Radio Row will be spicy. That's all I got to say. I'd love to get him on. But he's with the other. Isn't he with the other network?
He is with the other network.
Isn't he with the old network?
So we can't do it? No?
No.
Okay. We'll bump into it maybe on Radio Row.
Yeah, in the Super Bowl in Los Angeles this coming year.
You have not. Well, have you ever talked to him? You probably never.
No. I've never seen him or whatever, but, you know, it's all good.
Well, so what, Rob, do you think, like, because, again, we're not just going to focus on Carson Wentz, but do you feel like you could trust your quarterback? Like, what do you think, if you're just a position player on that team, what are your thoughts, you know, when your quarterback's not vaccinated?
There's a lot of things, and, you know, I get freedom of choice. I do, Chris, and the right to make decisions. This is a health situation. I would be a little, you know, close quarters, a locker room, you know, around guys all the time. You're up. You're close, right? You're getting a huddle, Chris.
Right.
There's just a lot of things that I think I would be bothered that you think you're better or bigger than everybody else from the standpoint of, like putting other people, because it's not just about you. It isn't. That's the thing that's why, Chris, and you know, like Carson Wentz or Lamar Jackson or whatever, I bet you they put a mask on to get on the plane, you know, like because you can't fly, Chris. You can't do
right.
it, right?
Right.
So they do that.
Yeah, I wonder what their views on masks are.
Yeah, I mean, you wear a mask.
Is that different than
some people don't want to wear a mask, Chris? You know, it's some the government's not going to tell me to wear a mask kind of thing. Yet if you do that any of that on a plane, you know what I mean. Not only do you get kicked off that flight, you might not fly again. That's
right.
How severe it is if you don't keep your mask on because you're in a closed environment. And people around you could get sick. I don't know. I mean, it's a touchy situation. I got vaccinated. I've lost some friends that really affected me. And if I was a player, I think I would be a little bothered by it that everybody's not on board. And you see the teams, Chris. What is it? Tampa Bay is
Tampa
fully 100%. Vaccinated.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And some other teams in baseball, 100% vaccinated. I think those guys get a better sense of it that it's not a perfect thing, but it's in the best interest of everybody involved. That's all. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. We can't always get what we want.
Right. I think it's unfortunate that early on, this thing really became politicized.
Yes.
That's
100%.
And, right. I mean, Donald Trump, Rob, you know, as he's starting to hold rallies again. He was booed. You know how so many people, you know, that are followers of him, they love him. Right. He was booed at his own rally when he said, wear a mask.
Yep. Because, well, and he was the one early on, Chris, what anti-mask.
And he said, get vaccinated.
And, right. And anti-vaccination, and it was China's disease and all that. You remember all that?
Yeah.
And what?
Yep.
He got vaccinated. He got COVID.
He said, get vaccinated, get the mask at his rally, and they booed him. But it's interesting because, again, I think it's very political. But you do have guys that are seemingly on different sides of the political aisle that are, you know, not getting vaccinated. So it's just, you know, it's an interesting situation, man. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the rules are in place, and the guys that aren't vaccinated are going to be held to stricter policies than those that are. And so it could cost your team a game. And if you're not as good as the Baltimore Ravens and you're on one of those teams on the coast, like Indianapolis, Rob, I mean, they could easily be one of those teams that's battling for a playoff spot.
Yep.
And then if Wentz has to miss a game or two or whatever, it could cost them. So, all right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Heading into the NFL's upcoming season, can you trust the team with an unvaccinated quarterback? We'll continue the conversation with you. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Songs that made the hit parade. Are we up? Guys like us, we had it, babe.
Who sang that, Rob?
What?
Who sang that?
That's Rob Parker.
Who sang that? No, Carol original. O'Connor and Gene Stapleton.
Let's keep it that way.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe you fell for that again.
I know. that is one of my favorite theme songs. It really is, All in the Family. And I know there's a lot of young people who have never seen it, Chris, who are listening to the show. Just go watch it. Seriously, go to YouTube. There's some great episodes. Did you like that show?
I did. I mean, that was just, it was a staple. Like, my grandparents watched it, so when I'd be over there, they were watching it. My father right. watched it. So, I was a little younger, but I did, it was fine. I liked it. I watched it,
Right.
Obviously, the Jeffersons.
They dealt with a lot of topics that right. I don't think most shows would deal with. You know what I mean? Like, even today.
Right.
I mean,
right.
the stuff right. that he said was through the roof.
Yo, you couldn't do that today. There's no way. There's no way. All right. But anyway, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And here's a serious, sobering topic. Do you think it's okay to drive stoned high? The truth is that your reaction times slow way down when you're high, when you're under the influence of something. All right? You not only put yourself in danger, we want to keep you safe, but you put everyone around you in danger. So stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any way, shape, or form, do not get behind the wheel of a car or a truck or a van or whatever. If you feel different, you drive different, folks. Drive high, get a DUI. This was paid for by NHTSA. All right, Rob, and I know I'm behind, but Rob G, Minnesota just went up on number 4, Ohio State, 14-10 late in the second quarter. This is not a good look for the Buckeyes, Rob. This is not a good look at all. My goodness.
And they scored in the first minute of the game or whatever right. it was, right? I mean, they've
and
really
it was
done
a
nothing
long,
since.
It was like a 71-yarder. So right. you take that. It wasn't like it was a long, sustained drive.
No, that's what I mean. They had one strike, basically, you know what I mean?
Yep.
In the game, and since then, it hasn't been much. So it doesn't make you feel good about – and I know it's the first game, and I know it's early. I'm not trying to bury Ohio State, but definitely not what you would expect.
If they lost this game, Rob, their season might be over. There's a very good chance their season's over, right? I mean, you lose to Minnesota, unless Minnesota goes on and runs the table, which I think is unlikely, right? They're not even ranked right now. Unless they go on and run the table, you lose to freaking Minnesota. I get it. You lose earlier in the year. It's easier to bounce back from it. But come on, man. This is not good. This is not good. So, we will see. The Ohio State Buckeyes need to bounce back. Speaking of bounce back, Rob, Mike Mayock, the GM of the Las Vegas Raiders, said today that he thinks they have a playoff team, and that's their goal, to make the playoffs. Here's what I want to throw at you. Should John Gruden, this is his fourth year there, should John Gruden be on the hot seat in Vegas?
I think John Gruden and Mike Mayock should be fired if they don't make the playoffs, period. Mm. Because to just stand up there and talk about expecting to make the playoffs, that's the goal of most teams. You know, you're going to make the playoffs or whatever. And when they paid John Gruden, and Chris, money does factor into it. They gave him $100 million, all guaranteed, an unprecedented contract for a coach or a manager or something. It's just mind-boggling because Mark Davis loves the ground that John Gruden walks on. He hadn't gotten the job done. They've had players, Chris, and they've had.
Remember, what was one of his first things? Get rid of Khalil Mack.
Yep. I mean, like your best player.
Yep.
Upset the apple cart. And things haven't gone right. And if they don't get it done this year, I don't know how you could just keep bringing back the same thing and expecting it to be different. I really don't. And John Gruden's track record now, granted he was on television, Chris, for 10 years or whatever it was, and he did fine on television, but as the game passed him by, they've collapsed in the second halves of seasons, right, after getting off to decent starts. So I got to question it. And if they don't make the playoffs after 4 years, I'd be like, okay, it's time to look, and maybe we made a mistake with John Gruden.
No, look, I'm sorry. The greatest Gruden supporters, and I'm sure they find some way to do some gymnastics to, you know, make it seem like he's gotten the job done. He hasn't, Rob. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I enjoy John Gruden in his quarterback room or whatever that was called, right? John Gruden's quarterback school or whatever. I thought he's a good broadcaster. I enjoyed him. He hasn't gotten a job done. This is year four, 3 years. He has not had a winning record. Forget the playoffs. He hasn't had a winning record one of those 3 years.
And you just and said again, it. Forget the playoffs. We're not even talking about playoffs. We're talking about playoffs.
Can we
Are you
get
kidding me?
Playoffs? Can we get 9 wins? And this is a team that 2 years before Gruden got there, Rob, was 12-4.
Right.
That's the thing. The Jets, these were not the Jets where they're at right now.
They had something going, Chris. They had a little moxie, right? The Raiders were hip again. Rob G, you know it. Rob G, where are you? Your team was like, wow, we got
crying.
Something going.
He's on the floor.
Yeah, I went to bed crying myself to sleep when Derek Carr broke his leg because I was like, we're going to go to the AFC Championship.
You remember that year, right?
We won every single one possession game. Derek Carr was making comebacks like he was Tom Brady in his
heyday.
He
was a comeback kid.
He was incredible. And then his leg snapped in a meaningless game in like the second to last game.
Rob G, where are you at on this? We both are saying Gruden should be on the hot seat.
We know you're a Gruden guy.
He won't get fired because
he won't get fired.
Unless they win like four or fewer games, he will not get fired. He might not even then because of his contract. But, Rob, where are you at on this? Should he be on the hot seat?
It should definitely be getting hot. And but the problem is that John Gruden is an offensive coach, and their offense is not the problem. It's that they've had arguably
30 points a game
arguably the worst defense in football for, like, the last 20 years. And all he had to do was make them middle of the road, like the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not saying they got to be.
When you give away Khalil Mack,
that didn't happen. But, like, you know, with the Nets, you say, hey, your offense is so good. If you're middle of the road, you're going to be really good. If the Raiders had an average defense, they'd be winning 10, 11 games a season. And they don't. They have one of the worst defenses in football.
Here's the deal, though, and I hear you. But ultimately, it comes back on John Gruden.
It does, because not only is he the coach, but he's also the de facto general manager.
Yep. So he should
be
on the
hot. Making all the decisions. Let's be honest, right?
Mayock is, like, if they
is answering the calls.
Year, yeah, I think Mayock could be the scapegoat. He could be the one that, you know, if they have to – take somebody down, it could be him.
Yeah, and
I'd be shocked.
Gruden has an issue in the same way that Bill Belichick had an issue where he was a great coach, but his GMing skills were not really up to par.
Right.
The difference was that at least Bill Belichick was coaching his ass off and they were winning 12, 13 games a season.
Let's keep it real.
Bill Parcells became the GM, and he didn't work out as a GM, really.
But here's the deal, guys. Let's just keep it real. John Gruden hasn't been – his record as a coach isn't all that great. He won
Rob
the Super
G, you
Bowl,
admit
and we
it.
Credit him with Tony Dungy's players, but still, he won it.
He won it.
But since then, the next 6 years in Tampa, they didn't win a playoff game. They only made the playoffs twice. And then in 3 years here with the Raiders, we said, no, not even a winning record. Rob, if in 14 years as a head coach, he's made the playoffs five times.
That's ridiculous, seriously. When you consider the love he gets, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to catch me riding.
It's trolling or rolling.
Hey, Martin.
That's right, Chris and
Martin,
Rod. Yeah.
Word on the streets is that you are feeling yourself.
What do you mean? Why?
You know, you getting all this love, doing all these shows and filling in for us and all that, you know.
Look, that's why the Sager got his name wrong. Rob Parker ain't been there in half a month.
Whatever. Hey, I deserve a vacation, too.
Nicely done.
No, I'll be actually be back on Sunday. Just got the text from the Big Bus Country Bureau earlier today.
Sunday for who? Who are you filling in for?
I don't know who I'm filling in for. I don't ask those questions. All I know is that me and Andy Furman will be blessing Fox Sports Radio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time.
All right. Wow. Well, do your thing, brother. Do your thing. All right, let's get to it. Trolling and rolling.
All right. Trolling and rolling. Real quick, if Robert Chris liked the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
Chris Broussard, your favorite football player, Rob Parker's least favorite, Tom Brady, and Mike Vrabel were Patriots for most of their football careers, but the two sure aren't following the Patriot way right now because they're taking shots at each other in the media. Brady said, quote, "There's a healthy competition between us, even though he's fat and out of shape. Physically, he's declined to a really sad state." Vrabel countered with, quote, "It's good to see another defense carry Brady through the Super Bowl."
Oh!
Wow. Troller rolling, Tom Brady taking shots in the media at his friend Mike Vrabel.
I'm rolling.
They see me rolling.
I think it's fun. And Vrabel certainly threw, man, that's a haymaker he threw at Brady. So, nah, I think it's all in fun. Obviously, Tom's just messing with him. He doesn't mean that about Vrabel. And Vrabel went back at him hard. So, I think it's interesting, and I like it.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
Tom Brady has some nerve. That guy had a dad bod even before he had kids, and he's going to talk about somebody being fat and out of shape. And you know what? I love that I love that it wasn't like another shot at Tom Brady for something physical, but he stung him by saying the defense carried him to a Super Bowl because he knows the deal and knows how often Tom Brady has been helped by that defense.
So you should have rolled with it because that's what sparked Vrabel's comment.
Nah, but I'm saying Tom needs to keep his pie hole closed. That's what I mean. So, yes.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, if you were listening to Fox Sports Sunday, you heard me and Kelvin Washington, and I said, I think Mac Jones at plus 1,000 to win Rookie of the Year was great odds. After Cam Newton got released by the Patriots, his odds have now dropped Mac Jones to win Rookie of the Year to plus 450, second behind Trevor Lawrence at plus 400. Chris, trolling or rolling, Mac Jones has a legit shot at Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
I don't think he should be the favorite. I like Lawrence there. Zach Wilson looks like he might be pretty good as well. You know, I mean, a lot of these guys could do some damage. But, yeah, he's definitely a contender because what if Trevor Lawrence, you know, has a really nice rookie season, but they win six games, and Mac Jones plays solid, doesn't make too many mistakes, and they make the playoffs. It's going to be hard to keep Mac Jones from that award. So, yeah, he's definitely got a shot. I'm rolling all the way with that.
I'm rolling with it as well.
They see me rolling.
And only from the standpoint of look at all the moves that the Patriots made. They were missing some starters last year, Chris, right, who opted out because of COVID. Those guys come back, some three or four starters who missed time. There's a
picked
lot of stuff
guys
there.
Too.
Yeah, that's set up for him to just play, don't make too many mistakes, but they're set up to win right now.
Trolling and rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, we know that Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert is very chill, very laid back, but an ESPN profile released today showed there's one thing that will get him riled up. Another teammate said when he was grocery shopping with the quarterback, after putting his groceries in the car, Herbert made his teammate return the cart all the way back to the cart return stall. Now, Rob Parker, you are a man who prides himself on keeping everything in order and being an upstanding member of community. Trolling or rolling, returning your shopping cart all the way back to the cart return?
You know I keep things in order. My apartment is immaculate, all that, but I'm trolling this.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I'm not.
It depends on where it is. If it's right next to my car, which I never park next to it, I don't want to get my car dinged up. But if it was close to it, I would put it in. But I'm not walking half across the parking lot to put the shopping cart in. So I'm not doing it.
I am rolling with it.
What?
You see me rolling.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, you're not a man of order if you don't, you know, put the shopping cart back where it's supposed to be. What if everybody did that? And everybody just left it around, you know, anywhere, all willy-nilly. I mean, what would the parking lot look like? I'm just saying now, I am that dude who'll be, you know, 20 feet away, 30 feet away, and roll it all the way to the, you know, rather than walk it over there, I'll roll it, you know, shove it 30 feet into the little gate or whatever the heck it is that it's in. But you can't just be leaving the carts around willy-nilly, Rob Parker. Come on.
Man.
You're better than
I agree.
That.
My first job ever, I was a cart boy at Kroger. And I never understood. Just put the cart over there. That's where it's supposed to go.
No, that's how you got a job. That's why they paid you. If everybody did that, if everybody cleaned the bathroom behind themselves in a public bath, then we won't need attendants. If everybody wiped down the toilet.
So now you don't clean.
And the sink.
Now you leave your bathroom a mess after you go to the public urinal?
Look at that. Or worse.
Right? I'm calling him. I'm not letting you get away with that, Rob.
People employed.
I'm trying to help people be employed. If we did everything, then what would happen to it? Those jobs would disappear. Right, Chris? You remember when we were kids? They used to be elevator operators.
The bathroom would disappear if you handled it correctly. All right, Martin Weiss, great stuff, brother. We appreciate you. Keep up the great work, too, on your when you're doing these radio shows.
Yeah, excellent. I know. Hey, like, Chris. It's unbelievable. It's, you know.
Hey, Martin, say, Chris, too, congratulations if on you, the first things first, man. That's big.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And look, I'm always here for a bet, Martin. Ryan Tannehill, MVP, you know, Trevor Lawrence going to win the Super Bowl as a rookie. Like, any of that stuff you want to bet me with, come on. I'm down.
You know what? Right now, Jacksonville Jaguars, worst record in the NFL.
Really? Ooh, let me think about that.
What happened? I'm down. What happened? Are you digging back, Chris Broussard, a minute ago?
All right, so what kind of bet you want?
What are you betting, Chris? What kind of bet you want? What are you betting?
You got a pair of Jordans. Go ahead.
I want to get in on this,
too. All right, I'm down. A pair of Jordans.
All right.
Can I get in, too?
So both of us?
No, you got to pick a team.
You said Jacksonville's going to be the worst.
Yes. You said it with your chest.
Come on,
you said, got all big and bad.
Right.
Now you want to back
on,
out?
Dog. Y'all the worst. Even odds on the futures. You don't understand how gambling, even odds on the futures.
No, we don't. We're not Vegas. We're the odd couple. Right?
Exactly.
So.
We're not a gambling degenerate
runs away
like some
with
people.
His tail between his legs.
About to say, y'all need to call yourselves the even couple because y'all don't know nothing about odds.
Oh, wow.
It's a Rob Parker joke right there for you.
That is Martin Weiss. Martin Weiss. Peace.
They stole our name, Chris, in Chicago. You know that, right?
What?
Yeah,
they
radio
got an
show.
Odd couple?
It's called this a gambling show. It's called The Odds Couple with an S.
Oh, wow.
They blatantly stole our name.
I guess we can't really say anything since, you know.
Since we stole it from
TV.
Yeah,
but still, I don't like it one bit, I'll tell you that much. All right, anyway, let's tone it down a little bit and think soberly. Do you think it's okay to drive stone? It's not. Because the truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you are high. All right, I don't care if it's legal and all that. It's legal to drink, too, but you don't need to be driving drunk. All right? You're not only putting yourself in danger, but everyone around you. So stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, don't get behind the wheel. Do yourself and all of us a favor. If you feel different, you will drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. This was paid for by NHTSA. iCouple, keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, Rob. Ohio State is struggling. struggling. This is bad, man. How far are they going to fall? Even if they win this game, they might fall in the rankings.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good, not the way you would want to start, but
oh my god,
it is. It could you almost said it, Chris. Like your season, you know, in the old days, one win, one loss right. killed you, and it's a little different now. But still, with the way things are and trying to get into the only be four slots, you know right. what I mean, and right. what's going right. on, it could just kill your season.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they got the C.J. Stroud, their starting quarterback, you know, very ballyhoo, touted, all that. They expected big things, but so far, not so good. We might see that kid, what is his name, Quinn Ewers, sooner than we think. That's the kid with the $1.4 million NIL agreement deal. So, but no, they look, I'm going to go out on a limb, Rob, and I think Ohio State will come back and win this game. I know that's not a huge
that's not a limb
risk,
not
but
at all. No.
Yeah, that I'm going out on more of a limb though than our man Martin Weiss was willing to. You
no,
believe
no.
that?
He goes,
Try,
he
hey,
goes,
come on,
they're gonna have the worst record in the league. All right, we'll bet that. Well, you gotta pick a team.
Right,
no,
right.
what team?
Come
why
on,
gotta
man,
pick a
Martin.
Team?
Think about that. All right, right. It's the Odd Couple signing off. Chris and Rob, you know what to do. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. We out. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.